You know what? So one of the people that excites me the most is Jay Ratliff. I've got to know Jay over the years of the Pro Bowl. I've seen what he can do in Dallas, and when he's healthy, he's an absolute beast in the middle. You know, I've had the fortune to play with Pat and Kevin Williams, and he's up there on that level with them. What he can do from the nose tackle spot or the three technique spot, not only in the run game but in the pass rush game, it's huge. To have a guy that can consistently get 3 or 4 yards deep makes they get quarterbacks got one way to go, me or him. So that I'm really excited about. Briggs obviously speaks for himself. I mean, that dude is an absolute monster. Tillman, Jennings, I mean, like I said, I've watched these guys dismantle us, you know, when I'm playing. I've 6 years, I never won at Soldier Field, so I'm finally excited to win a game at Soldier Field. The fact that they fell off, you know, injuries had a lot to do with it, but it's going to be like I said, talking with the coaches and the mentality that they brought here after talking to Coach Tucker and Coach P and like I said, the philosophy and the mentality that they have, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, defensive ends and D-line, all we want to do is rush the passer. Well, I come from a long line of thinking that you have to earn the right to rush the passer. So, you know, we're going to get after it in the run game. We're going to be a vaunted Bears defense again, and it's going to start with us up front. It's going to start with that front seven, and I think the guys are here. I mean, Lamar Houston, you know, him being in Oakland and still having success in Oakland when, you know, you're playing from behind most of the time. You look at, like I said, Jay, you know, Willie Young. I've watched him play up in Detroit, and, you know, he's a good, long, rangy kid. I think he has a lot of talent. And, again, I mean, just the veteran leadership you have, I mean, at the turnover, the rate that the Bears can create turnovers is something that it's exciting to play. And again, and then you bring the young guys in, and when that all comes together, I think that's a great match. And again, like I said, I just look at what that front seven is right now, because you know what you're going to get out of Jennings. I think the last few years he's always been 5-6 plus picks a year. Mm-hmm. Peanuts, you know, he's going to create fumbles. It's just, you know, that's just going to happen. You know, I'm excited. Like I said, I think it's that mix of youth and experience that's going to come well together, because, you know, like I said, the coaches, they have the philosophy and the technique that it's going to get right. let me tell you, there's been a lot of wrong reporting out of this free agency for myself. At one point, I got calls from my friends in Chicago that said I was here on a visit and that I'd already signed, and we hadn't even talked. So that was kind of cool to see it go full circle, right? Then there's the reports that I signed in Seattle and all that stuff. I've been through this whole process. I've told everybody I'm going to be meticulous about it. Obviously, I wanted to end up in the right situation. You know, I was going to make sure it was a good situation for my family, for myself, for my career, and really I wasn't just going to go out and make a rash decision. So I spent a lot of time in prayer and just a lot of time talking with people around me to make sure the right fit happened. And I'm a firm believer things happen for a reason. And this deal came together, I mean, last minute. It was super cool how it came together, because nobody knew what was happening. Heck, I didn't even know half the time what was happening. And so it came together so fast, and all the pieces just fell into line. And so I just knew it. I knew it was the right fit. So it wasn't, I mean, Seattle, great organization, you know, had great visits. And you know, there was a lot of great talks throughout free agency. But again, I'm here for a reason. You know, all my criteria was met after talking to the coaches. And this is what I told, you know, my agent, you know, relayed to Phil and Cliff, that, you know, it's not just me, them interviewing me. I have to know that I can fit in here. And so when I got to talk to Coach Tucker, when I knew they brought Coach P in, and speaking with people about Coach Trust, you know, just, you know, understanding the types of people they were and understanding what I was looking for, that was here, knowing the history of the Chicago Bears is super cool. I'm not a big fan of cities. I grew up on a horse ranch. But I've always liked Chicago. For some reason, it makes sense. Everything's kind of like sectioned. So I could spend more than a couple of days here. You know, I got family here and stuff like that, extended family. So it's, for me, it like I said, it all kind of fell in line at the right time, at the right place, and the deal got done. So, you know, again, there was never what happened to this team, what happened. It was a process. I was going through it meticulously, like I said I was going to do. And unfortunately, there was a lot of rumors out there, but, you know, we have a rule in our camp. We didn't talk to anybody, you know, until the process was done. And, you know, and then again, it ended up working out perfectly for me. I'm going to play. You know, I think Coach and I are on the same page. If I need to rest, they'll rest me. I've never been against So I do feel if I'm the best player on the field, then, you know, I kind of work in a way where I like to break a guy down. It's a matter of time before an offensive lineman is going to make a mistake, and I'm going to take advantage of it. But at the same time, I'm not naive. Now I come from an old school mentality. I'm not going to tap my helmet. So I might stare at the coach on the side and I'm like, get me out, but I'm not going to do one of these. So if there's a 15-play drive, absolutely. You know, get a fresh body in there. You know, now if we go three and out and the offense goes on a 10-play drive, I want to, you know, let's go play ball. But that comes with trusting your coach and trusting the philosophies and knowing what they expect from me and what I expect from them. And those were all questions that were answered. I wouldn't be here if I thought I was going to be, you know, if they told me, hey, you're going to be a third down rush guy. It's just I have a lot left in this tank. My body feels good. You know, and again, I feel like I can make waves and that we can and not for me personally. Honestly, I want to win a Super Bowl, and let's make that clear. And I think that the Bears, you know, with an offense and a quarterback, you always have a chance. And now you throw a good defense on that. And people always bring up the number of snaps I played. And my answer to that is, you know how you bring the number of your snaps down? Get off the field, right? Play good defense, and we won't be in that situation. And so that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about, you know, getting after it. I know what it's like to play against a crazy good Bears defense and how frustrating it is to be on that other sideline watching turnovers after turnovers after turnovers. And these guys celebrating, and you're just like, oh, there's nothing we can do. And then you go out there, and they put a 10-play drive on you to cap it, right? So I'm excited to be on that side of it now and doing the celebrating. And again, like I said, you form relationships with guys over the years just out of respect for the game. And a lot of those guys play on this team, and that's what I'm really excited to get out there and mix it up with them.